And now, courtesy of the 11L Network, it's LF Midwood.
LF Midwood.
And the Midwood Files. With the LF Midwood Experience. Here on Radio New York International.
If you only knew, if you only knew what it takes to get this plane off the ground, at my levels were all, I don't know, I had to do some quick stuff, and how my levels, let's see, I'm only going to be yammering, so that's good, looks good. Remember, I'm feeding two different devices for those of you playing the home game. Yeah, I get a little hot, It's a tiny bit hot. I'm going to bring this back. I'm adjusting stuff that I normally don't even have to look at, and all right. Well, anyway, welcome to the Midwood Files. My name is LF Midwood. And if you knew what it took to get this thing moving, I don't think you'd be doing it. I'm just saying, as they say in Texas. As you can tell by the opening, I have no music. I prepared no music. I did nothing. I looked a little bit at the news. I actually put an app on my tablet that should let me look at... be able to move quickly between various conservative news sites. So that should be something interesting that I may do instead of pulling news stories ahead of time, because I tell you the truth, for the most part, I really, even though it takes me a second or two to find a story, I'd rather react to it fresh. First time, hey, what are you doing? You know, that sort of thing, rather than having read it a second time. Because I read it, and then I say, oh, okay, I'm going to use this. And I put it in a little pile. And then I come out here and I read it again. So I'm reading it twice. So I think I'm going to experiment, because this is all about experimentation. The Midwood Files is going through its college years. We're experimenting. Let me, so I got my coffee. She's been putting a little cinnamon in the coffee lately. It kind of helps. Tepid, but not bad. I went to my doctor this week. Again, for those of you playing along with the home game. And I was like at 270, right around 275, which I didn't think my doctor had seen that weight, but she's like, no, you were like 275 last time you were here. I'm like, really? I played like total shock. It's like, really? It wasn't me, baby. It wasn't me. It's not what you think. And, well, it didn't work. So she's like, yeah, you got to do something about the weight. And I think what it was is I was 275 last time, but my AC1, which is that 3-month slice that they take of what your blood sugar is, was like 7.5. No, excuse me, it was 6.5. I went from 6'3 to 6'5, and I was 6'5 for like 6 months. I was 6'3 for almost 2 years, and then I was 6'5 for 2 months. And now I'm at 7. So the alarms have started to go off. We have to batten down the hatches, tighten stuff up, because I could lose toes if I don't behave myself. So I have to, and I like my toes. I'm very fond of my toes. Every single one of them, even the one that went to market. I like all my toes. And I plan on making it to at least 75. At least 75. So 70, 75. 20, 25 years. And then I'm just going to spontaneously combust if I haven't cacked of something else in the meantime. Anyway, so that's the health update. I don't think I mentioned last week or did I? I don't remember. I'm trying to remember with my stuff getting on my hedges. The landscaping, I haven't done any landscaping in 4 years because I haven't been physically up to it. Because the thing, the weed whacker is like, it's like jarring. It's like that, and I don't doesn't do well. Doesn't do. I already have a little bit of jitter. Every once in a while, I'll get like an involuntary, like clenching, for lack of a better term. It's most likely due to the friggin' anticonvulsants, because pretty much every mood elevator or every mood stabilizer that I'm on, except for the Latuda, is a mood stabilizer. They're all anticonvulsants. They use them for like epilepsy and whatnot. So I already have involuntary stuff going on, you know, and the mower makes it worse. So I hadn't really been doing anything because, you know, between my back and blah, blah, blah. So it's been about 4 years since I really, you know, I'm here at 10. It's been about 4 years since I really attacked the stuff. So my aunt's like, well, let's get somebody. So I'm like, all right, we'll get somebody and I'll kick in some money for it. So we got somebody and I kicked in some money for it and it looks marvelous. I mean, it really does. There's a better job than I could have done, but it ran about 1,200. So I got nailed for about a third of that. So I was like, all right, it's worth it. For $100 a year for the last 4 years to pay somebody else to do something that I should have been doing anyway, I'm not going to complain. So it looks better. It looks really good out there. And it's 50. I think it's currently 50 degrees in Providence. It's been playing that warm-cold game again. So I don't know exactly what the deal is with that. I did go out this week. As I said, I did have a doctor's appointment. I did eat out in the restaurant. Where did we eat? I don't remember. That's how memorable the food was. I don't remember. I know I went to IHOP for breakfast. Oh, I went to IHOP. That's what it was. I went to IHOP and I had a sandwich. And then we went to a local chain here called Cello's. And all I had was a beer. I had some sort of double IPA, which was actually really good. I don't drink much anymore. When I do, I like to enjoy what I'm drinking. So I try to get something that suits my taste, and I've never had a problem with IPAs. People are like, oh, IPAs, it's like drinking grapefruit. And it's like, you know what? I really don't get to have grapefruit because of my meds. It's a side effect of like two of my meds, that if I ingest grapefruit juice, it makes them 1,000 times more efficient. Something along those lines. So, yeah, I had a turkey Reuben, believe it or not, because I wanted to eat light going into my doctor's office. And still, a turkey Reuben and some fries. And still, my blood sugar was 200 when I walked in. So they're like, oh, it should be like 100. I was like, yeah, okay. The days of 100 are gone. You know, if I can pull in 120, 125, you know, if I can keep my kidneys going. My kidneys and my liver are having conversations all the time about just giving up. Just going and retiring down to Florida. And that's not going to work for me, if you know what I'm saying. That's all I need. And I did have I had a vision. I had a vision of like being in the hospital. It was like a couple hours ago for whatever reason. And I'm thinking, and I'm like, you know what? Well, it's not going to be because of the diabetic stuff. Because like I said, I'm really, really tightening, you know, no more nothing that's good. I'll allow myself one bagel in the morning with some cream cheese on it. One regular bagel. Cause a carb is a carb, a bowl of cereal, a freaking English muffin, a bagel, or it's the carb, you know, it's people like, oh, I'm going to get it. No, a carb is a carb is a carb. And it's, unless you go like 100% without carbs or a greatly reduced carb diet, you're just kidding yourself. So, and as far as the weight goes, I'm going to get active. I mean, I'm still hoping to get down to New York the first week of December. Quite frankly, realistically speaking, it's not looking really good with everything that's going on as far as the COVID goes. But I'm playing it by ear because it's still almost over 2 weeks out. So, and Thanksgiving will be spent over at my Uncle George's, my great Uncle George. He's looking forward to it. I'm looking forward to it. We're going to cook the food ahead of time and go over there for a couple few hours. We'll do the mass thing or whatever the deal is. And everybody will be content and a good time will be had by all. I got to go shopping on Monday for that stuff. I have noticed toilet paper has disappeared. I think Gymnasium posted something. He was in Walmart recently, and the toilet paper has disappeared. It's gone. It's gone. You bastards. You know, you think you would, not for nothing, with all the people that was hoarding the toilet paper to begin with earlier in the year, you think they'd still have toilet paper. You think they'd have, might be sending people home with toilet paper. You know, they come by the house, they, you know, play bridge or, you know, come by to have like a dinner party or whatever. Hey, take some toilet paper home with you. You would think, right? You would think, but no. So toilet paper has become a commodity again, very much like friggin', and you know, I've had, it's funny, I was just going to say, you know, he's got it with the prison stories. We had a circumstance where there was a toilet paper supply problem. And everybody had you know, because it's smart, you're in prison. If you know, you would think only the dumb people are in prison, right? Because they're the ones that get caught, right? But there's a lot of smart people in prison too, not for nothing. Everybody had managed to, you know, stuff some toilet paper away prior to their supply problem, because it was definitely a supply problem for like a week or so. And it wasn't that bad. We don't do that around here. Now, I buy the big single roll Scott pack because I'm concerned about my plumbing, quite frankly. We've never really had a serious plumbing problem in this house. And I got 6 months to go. I want to keep it that way. That would be good. You know, this is a little low. Yeah, let me do that, because this way, hey, yeah, there you go. Now I don't have to go like that, and you like straight into the microphone, and people who aren't watching the video don't get it or care. My aunt's on toilet paper patrol. She'll figure it out. And Monday, we'll go to nail down whatever we need for Thanksgiving dinner, turkeys and stuff like that. I guess if we get a fresh turkey on Monday, I guess it'll be all right. Monday, we're gonna cook it Wednesday, 2 days. Yeah, it should be fine. And if we get a frozen one, it should be enough to freeze it out, to thaw it out too as well. We'll just leave it on the counter, let it come down to room temperature, get salmonella and kill everyone. that would be ironic. Anyway, I'm trying to think if there's anything else going on at Casa Midwood, at Shea Midwood. Not really. I was over at the Hank and Jim chat room last night, as I'm wont to do on Fridays over there on Vaughn Live. And I think it's, they, for some reason, and I'm not 100% sure of the details, they had it set up a new room. Their old room was shut down for some sort of something or another. I think it was copyright infringement of all things. And so they opened up a new room, and it's pretty much the same. It looks the same. The furniture's the same. It smells the same. This thing. And what I did last night, usually, you know, I have that, I usually use decent webcams. I have that Brio because I set her up with the SL3 that I'm using now. See? And I took the Brio. And I normally use the Brio webcam, which is a pretty high-end webcam. But last night I decided, you know what? Let me see exactly what I'm capable of, right? So I pull out the because my ball head came in, the thing that I can mount my camera on. It's not a tripod. It's just a head. But it's a very well-built head as far as heads go. And so I installed that on my light ring, and I put the camera, I put my D90 on there, and I think I was using a 35mm lens because I was laying in bed, and I wanted to focus just on me. You didn't even know I was laying in bed, which was really good because people get weird like that. And I was sending down like 1080p, a good 1080p, 30 frames for sure. It looked marvelous on this end. I mean, it really looked marvelous. And then Gymnasium grabs it, and he puts it in his little Hangouts thing, which is what he uses to put cams up. You know, he puts a little boxes. So I'm on a box about the size of a postage stamp. And I'm like, So I was kind of disappointed. You know, I expected it to look better on that end. But then I realized that it's, you know, it is what it is. He's only got so much bandwidth that he can play with over there. And it's you got to keep the wonderful ADM processor running. You know, he's got to throw a new gerbil on there every 15 or 20 minutes or it starts to be problems. You know, so that being said. But I did use my SLR for a webcam, and it worked out well. And I wasn't even using that crappy Canon software. Canon's got like some sort of software where they say they let you use as a webcam, but they let you do like, what is it, like 1024 by 600 or something, or 800? It's ridiculous. It's crazy. Why would I do that? So now that I've done it, I'm just going to continue to use my regular Brio webcam. So that's it as far as local doings, I think. Yeah, I was up late, so I did manage to get some sleep, but I think I woke up at 5 o'clock again, so. And I've been drinking a lot of coffee. So that's probably not good in the long run. I didn't really, and my doctor, she's all right. She's new, meaning only since the beginning of the year, you know, so I've seen her twice now. And she's all right. I think we have an understanding. You know, it's important to have an understanding with your doctor, you know what I mean? You got to have, like, some sort of rapport where it's like, you know, you got to, and now I got to come through with the goods, as they say. I got to drop my AC1. You know, if I can drop it down, back down to 6.5 in like one visit in 3 months, She'll be like, see, you don't, you know, I'll have credibility. I'll have what you call, and I don't have a lot of credibility in a lot of parts these days. I've led one of those lives, you know, scoundrel that I am. I've led one of those lives where I don't necessarily have a lot of credibility. Like, I could tell you there's a couple of few drug dealers out there right now who are thinking, yeah, he don't have no credibility. Yeah. That aside, like the only person I've ever told the truth to is my prosecutor. Oh, I'm such an asshole. But we're going to see. Because I'm really, like I said, I'm really going to really put the effort in. And I'm trying to think if there's anything like that would actually kill another like 5 minutes. I don't think I have anything. Like I said, I wouldn't say it was ill prepared because I did pull that app. So we'll have to see if the app works. If the app doesn't work, my ass is fried. I'll be tap dancing. I'll be telling knock knock jokes for the next 45 minutes, which I'm sure some of you would enjoy. I haven't heard of like a funny joke in a long time. You know, one of those ones that gives you a little gut, the actual, oh, it hurts my gut. I don't laugh like that. I think it's a side effect of all the drugs. You know, these mood stabilizers where it's just, you know, there's a limit to what he'll giggle at. I'm like, I'll giggle a lot, you know, and I'll laugh. I mean, I can't do the show without laughing, Christ sakes. If I didn't have a sense of humor, I wouldn't be here. That's the truth. But I haven't heard any belly busters. You know, Mike the Joke Man, obviously, henceforth, I guess that's why he was called Mike the Joke Man. Now that I think about it, had a lot of good jokes, actually, not for nothing. And, well, in the early years, his later work wasn't necessarily as good as his early stuff. But, I mean, you could say that about just about anyone, I suppose. And I still hear he's in a couple of the promos. I have one of them. I think I have one of the R&I promos that he did, and I know he did some more stuff for John, and it's still they're still floating around. You hear him pop up every now and then. It always brings a smile on my face. It's nice, you know. People are gone. That's you know. I was thinking about that. I was coming out of the doctor's office. I'm like, Randy's gone, and I think not for nothing. It's I guess the whole thing with Randy was that, you know, there were complications of diabetes that kind of made everything else worse, I guess. And I don't know exactly what Mike passed away of, but Mike was sick for a long time. And John's healthy as a freaking horse, thank God. But, you know, and I think Dave's pretty healthy, too. I'm not 100% sure about that because we don't really talk that much. I suppose I should. When I keep saying that. Yeah, I'm going to give Dave a call, and then I'm like, yeah, I think I'd rather stick a pin in my eye. So the pin always wins. Every time. Every friggin' time. Now, speaking of always winning, I'm becoming a little concerned, actually about two things, really. I'm becoming a little concerned about the president and the fact that he literally may not give it up. It's really not that he literally, regardless of what the outcome is, he really may not give it up. He may not leave. And it's starting to turn into Starlight's Last Gleaming or something along those lines. I don't know if you're familiar with Kirk Douglas, and not Kirk Douglas, Burt Lancaster, and there's a coup, so I'm a little concerned about that, and I'm a little concerned, and this might be a little bit of a, and like I said, I don't know what I could say about that. I mean, it's once, and I guess it's set up to go to the Supreme Court, as far as I think the Pennsylvania case anyway got bounced. It got bounced like a basketball, boom, right out of there, boom. So I think it's going to move to the Supreme Court or move through. I don't know if that was the highest court in PA because, well, that would be information. You know how I am with that. I think it got bounced out of PA. So I think in PA may be set to go to Supreme Court. Now the president feels, to my understanding, I was just looking at something. To my understanding, the president, feels pretty confident that he has, and I think the terminology, and I don't know whether this is something he said or whether it was attributed to him, but it bothers me like an ever so much a little bit, where the supposed framing of the words were, I have sympathetic justices on the Supreme Court. Now as to whether that's true or not, I guess we'll find out. Now you would think, right? I mean, you know, given that he put three of them there, right? You would think. But I'm not so sure. And even if that were true, I don't know if I'd be saying that so publicly. I don't, You know what I mean? It's just one of those things that I wish the president had thought about before he said it. And believe me, there are more than a few. There are more than a few. I appreciate the guy. I really, he's, you know, except for the Israel thing. I really, he surprised me thus far. I definitely, in my estimation of things, he's earned another 4 years. But I'm ready to go someone's lawn and set a cross on fire. So that should tell you. That's what I do in my spare time. That's my hobby. You know, there's an art to that. Just as a side note. Not a side note in a while. There's an art to do that. Because they do, I think what they do is it's like either newspaper or some sort of flammable thing. And then they dip it in something that is flammable. And then they wrap it. And then they wrap it around. It's an art form. Yeah, my grandpappy. No. I was going to say my granddad taught me how to do it. Oh, man, I'm horrible. Anyway, so I'm a little, I'm a little concerned. I'm definitely, like, let's say it doesn't go to the court, and there's multiple cases, so any one of it's there's a plethora of cases in regards to the voter fraud going on. Michigan, I think they're calling for a recount in Michigan, and I think the governor of Georgia was actually calling for another recount, which would make it three in Georgia. Think they might need some help counting? Shall we send the count from Sesame Street down? No. One. One. Two. Funny stuff. That's another Dracula. I just made two Dracula connections that I don't know if people are going to get it out. But anyway. I have to say it, though. I think it's a shame. And it's, I say it every time I think of it. And it's like, you know what? They took Second City TV, SCTV, which was like the friggin' Chicago version of Saturday Night Live, only it wasn't live. They took that off the air for Friday night fucking videos. Yeah, when I was like 12 or something, 13, 14, they took it. Seriously, that's what they did. So, you know, SCTV, I don't know if it's available. I know the producer and I watched a couple of them. But I don't know if they were off a DVD or if they were ripped or somebody had saved them off of their VHS tapes. Or I don't know. I couldn't tell you. But if you ever get the chance and you don't know what I'm talking about, check out the SCTV, Second City TV, and you'll see what I mean. Anyway, that being said, I'm back to the present. I'm concerned that I don't know what's going to happen. And I'm also, and this is a bit more of a, I guess, another concern that should be placed high up on that list there, is let's assume worst case scenario. And the president is not reelected, okay? And they wind up swearing Biden in. Half the country, well, let's say not half. Let's, you know, half the country, obviously, I had spaghetti and sausage for dinner, and it's killing me. Half, close to half. And you have to presume, maybe one third of those people, I don't know, maybe could you even say one half, maybe? I'm not 100% sure. I'm not good with numbers. They weren't full-time MAGA people. You know, however many voted for President Trump, they weren't all MAGA people. They weren't. They just liked what he did with the economy or this, that, or the other thing. And that's, okay, it is what it is. But my concern is what's going to happen to the MAGA movement? Because I think it's you know, I think it's important that there be some sort of preservation, at least into the next election cycle, you know, and then maybe after, not for nothing. I don't know if there'd be another candidate willing to run under the MAGA title. I guess it's a title. It's a formal title. No, it's initials, actually. I guess. Right. I mean, obviously, President Trump may run again, which would be great, which would be wonderful news for all of us. So better. The only thing that would be better than that was he wins now and he runs again later in 2024. But anyway, we won't get into that. too early for that. So he could run on the MAGA if the MAGA movement. Or CAGA, Keep America Great. Could stay alive, keep itself alive on some sort of life, you know, because remember, well, maybe you don't. But obviously, Ross Perot had some sort of, I don't remember what it was. I don't, We the People or some sort of silliness. And whatever it was, there was obviously a grassroots maybe more AstroTurf than grassroots. But anyway, there was a movement of some sort, a platform, you know, almost a third party. And he didn't win, obviously, although I know people voted for him, which is funny. And it just fizzled. It just fizzled. Now, I look at MAGA and the people surrounding President Trump as an extension of the Tea Party. You know, there's a lot of those Tea Party patriot parties still. You know, they got to give props to them to one degree or another. And that's like the basis. So it's this evolutionary thing. Now, if it doesn't go away and it morphs into something else, then that'd be great. I mean, that'd be more than great, because I think there are a lot of disenfranchised people out there who, one way or another, are still disgusted with the way things happen in Washington and, again, the swamp. Let's not get into all the others. I mean, I could easily get into all the other stuff. I don't know if there's been another Q drop in the last couple of days, but I mean, there's so many other things I could easily get into, but I want to speak English tonight, because if I go too deep into the rabbit hole, people are going to be like, yeah, I'm going to go make a turkey sandwich. And I don't want to do that. I mean, I always have to balance. I always think about that, when I come out here, or in here, I suppose. I always give that thought, because there's stuff that I would just love to talk about all the time until I'm blue in the face. And by the same token, I feel I have to kind of make myself comprehensible in the sense of there are a lot of people who listen to this show who really do not have an iota's worth of belief in any sort of quote-unquote conspiracy theory, other than maybe the Jews. I think the Jews are universally despised. Maybe that's the one thing I could get away with, which is why I keep doing what I do. But yeah, no, I would wonder what that, let's call it a movement. Let's call it a MAGA movement. Let's just say now, is it something that can survive on its own? That's what I'm wondering. Is there enough sentiment there, and are there people literally fed up enough where they're not going to be deterred by 4 years of Joe Biden? If anything, perhaps their feelings will intensify. There are a lot of people who didn't know each other. I mean, I could go over to my Twitter account, and there's like, I think I'm down to like 900. I think there's 900 followers. I didn't know any of these people. I didn't even know they existed prior to 3 years ago. So almost four. Well, yeah, about 4 years, 4.5 years, 3.5 years. Didn't know they existed. I had no idea. And President Trump allowed all these people to find each other. Now, I understand that President Trump has a rather large ego, and I can certainly relate to that for reasons that shall remain undiscussed. Coffee time. Coffee time, gymnasium would say. This was not fresh coffee, I don't think. I could be wrong about that. If the producer weren't so tired, she'd get in here and tell me, but she's not. So she's just going to lay there going, whatever it is, drink it. Drink it. Just drink it. So I'm going to drink it. So, yeah, I am concerned. I'm concerned about all, you know, there's, as I said, people have found each other. And I think that that's like really, you know, kind of important. I think MAGA has outlasted the, I don't even know what alt-right is anymore. I'm not 100% sure. I know Pepe's still around, but I don't know. You know, I don't know if there's a. Then again, I don't even really know if there was any sort of solidified. I remember having that conversation with News Guy when he was on. Where these things are nebulous. They kind of they're in the moment, and then it's just something else. So you have to kind of capture it while it is and enjoy it for what it is at that particular moment, because a couple moments down the road it may be something different, as opposed to, which is, you know, obviously what differentiated it from political parties, in the sense of political parties have platforms and they solidify, and it's really interesting. I'm hoping, and it doesn't look like it's going to happen, but Well, the GOP's really, I think they're going to get a little tired and a little concerned as well, too, backing the president to the degree that they did a couple of days after the election. So that's also a factor. I know there was this big thing about Sidney Powell. Now, Sidney Powell is one of the lawyers, one of the president's lawyers, along with, was it L. Linwood or Linwood? Who have been on various media sites and having the ones that had the big press conference on Tuesday. I think it was Tuesday. Or was it Monday? I don't even remember anymore. But the one where the spray-on stuff that Giuliani uses kind of rolled off. It got a little too warm in there. Need I say more? And so whatever that press conference was, they've been dropping bombs all over the place that there's big stuff coming up and there's like hella proof, and which is good. I mean, you know, I'm taking it at face value. I think one of my favorite people right now in news media, that would be Tucker Carlson, talked about, I think it was Thursday night. I think it was Thursday. Where he was saying he had attempted to, or he had invited Sidney Powell onto the show and asked her to produce some sort of evidence that backed up her allegations. And apparently, if you listen to Sidney Powell's version of the story, it's she did send something over. And apparently it wasn't enough to qualify as proof as far as Tucker Carlson's people were concerned. And it got a little testy. So I don't know. I'm waiting for the dust to settle on that, because, you know, I know Tucker Carlson to be a pretty straight shooter for the most part. But then again, you never know. You know, he works for Fox. I always, considering some of the places that he's gone at times and some of the things he's talked about at times and in the fashion that he's talked about them in, I always presumed that he was autonomous in his relationship in regards to what he talked about and how he talked about it. But stuff like this is really big, you know, the idea, because, you know, obviously the rest of Fox was pretty much... interested in throwing the election, the possible exception of Sean Hannity, was possibly interested in throwing the election, stealing, helping with the theft of the election. I guess that would be the better. So you become so paranoid, and you become so skeptical, because that's what being into politics has been reduced to. That's the price of being a political junkie. Is after a while you start, and when you throw in a good helping of conspiracy theory along with it, because I know people who are like sensible, you know, Democrats who are like now looking over their shoulder, particularly with the COVID stuff. The COVID stuff has just become. It's gotten worse by the numbers. Okay, but the mortality rates have dropped. So that's good, right? And now he's going to shut the country down. He's not going to shut the country down. So I don't know what's going on with that. I know earlier today he was asked by a reporter about the school, you know, the schools being open and whatnot. And he flipped out. Supposedly he flipped out. Mrs. Biden now flipped out on this reporter. So I don't know what's going on there. Not 100% what's going on there. I know he started to pick his cabinet. I think he's going to announce Treasury on Monday. And I thought it was going to be because he made moo-moo sounds for it. You know, moo, you know, in the Senate, they go moo, me, moo, like that. They do that. I thought it was going to be... Bernie Sanders, but Biden was saying it's going to be someone that everybody's pleased with all I forget the word he used, but it was basically you could drop factions in there, and it would have been exactly the same meaning. It would have, So I don't know. I don't know what's going on there, but he's begun. You know, apparently he's begun picking his cabinet, and the virus is on the uptick, and nothing's being done in regards to financial support. Because a lot of places are getting rolled back. I know there's like a 10 o'clock curfew in some places. And I know in other places, bars and restaurants have to close by 10. I can only speak for Rhode Island and maybe Massachusetts a little bit. But bars and restaurants need to stop dining in by 10. So you could still take out for, I guess, another couple hours. And it looks like they're moving towards gyms being closed. You know, speaking of gyms, I should have started with this because it's, you know, I've seen some pretty preposterous things in my time. You know what I'm saying? It's like, you know, when you literally get like something is so ridiculous that it literally punches you in the face. I mean, it's just like, and you see stars. It's just so hits you so hard, and you see stars, and you're like, what the fuck just happened? How is that possible? Apparently. The governor of New York, it's not funny, actually, but I have to deal with it in a humorous fashion, otherwise I'd start crying, and nobody wants to see me cry again. The government of New York is receiving an Emmy. He's getting an Emmy. Apparently, he was nominated, and he's getting an Emmy for his COVID updates, his little news conferences there. Now, this is the guy who killed untold thousands, and I feel comfortable with that number, untold thousands of residents, and you know, elderly residents of nursing homes by putting people who had COVID in these nursing homes with the most vulnerable, yes, I say again, the most vulnerable section of our society. Because I do, I've said before, I don't think COVID is a hoax. I think what they're doing around it and how they're using it is a hoax. But there is such a thing as COVID, and it can kill people. It obviously can kill people. There's a susceptible segment of our population, namely the oldie, the elderly, the oldly. What is that? I just made another word. So yeah, I was flabbergasted. I was flabbergasted. The last time I was so shocked about something is when President Trump won the presidency. That's no, seriously, in 2016. Because like I told you, you know, I voted for friggin' Cruz, and I would do so again if it came down to it, not for nothing. But I don't know if I'd vote for Cruz against Trump. I'd have to. That would take some, you know. Nah, see, because Trump's actually a proven commodity. I would actually vote now. Now he wasn't. It was a mystery, but I had no choice. Now he's not a mystery, and I might have a choice. If it comes down to it, I would most likely vote for President Trump over Ted Cruz in the Republican primaries. But that's obviously pretty far off from now. And you know, at least what, 3 years before there's even campaigning going on, so maybe 2.5, something like that. But I was I can't believe. Now, it shouldn't be totally shocking because, I mean, you know, look at Hollywood in regards to the what's happened to the Oscars, you know. And I say it all the time. I think the Oscars became a sham when they gave Liz Taylor that comeback Oscar award just for being Liz Taylor, you know. Yeah, not so much, dude. Not so much. So I don't think any of these. I don't watch award shows. I don't. You know, I will watch movies that are nominated, that I know are nominated, because I am kind of curious. And I'll always be a movie guy. I'm trying to move back more towards movies than television, as a matter of fact. Because the whole episodic thing and going on forever is really starting to get to me, where I can watch two or three movies in a day and that have nothing to do with each other, unless they were sequels or something. And it's an open and shut case for 90 minutes or less than 2 hours, whatever it is. I'm trying to conclude stuff. Like the last episode of Supernatural aired on Thursday, and I managed to catch that. There was some sort of retrospective beforehand that I didn't. see yet, but I did see the last episode, and it was nice. It was, you know, a little sentimental, you know. 15 years those guys played those characters, so, you know. And the show will be missed compared to a lot of what's floating around out there. But I'm trying to get back into movies, so I'll always be a film guy. I don't care if the Academy starts handing out awards to, you know, whoever. It just doesn't matter to me. I'm not real. I'm oblivious to it for the most part. But every now and then, with the movies that the Academy picks, because those screeners, somehow those screeners always wind up making it on the internet. You know, the do not distribute screeners, the ones that they send out for the judges or for the, you know, for the what do they call them? They're members of the Academy. But this dude's got an Emmy for killing people. I mean, it's outrageous. It's literally outrageous. So I don't know. I don't even know what there is to do about it. I mean, what are you gonna stop watching them? He's off. He's done. He's, you know, and most people in my side of the world know he's a jackass. Not for nothing. So's his brother. They're nothing but wops, quite frankly. That daddy managed to do pretty good for himself and set him up in business is basically what it comes down to. Either of those guys, meaning Fredo or his brother, Fredo, neither Como would still be driving around in the 85 Monte Carlos with the horn hanging off the, you know, the cornicello, the little horn hanging off the mirror there trying to get laid, you know, if it wasn't for daddy. So it's true. It's 100% true. You know, he just seems like one of those, you know, go to the gym Italian guys. You know who I'm talking about. I would hope you know. If you lived in Brooklyn, you know what I'm talking about. Some of you lived in Brooklyn. Some of you may still live in Brooklyn. It's getting warm in here. He's just a cuisine pizza shit is what he is, honestly. So, yeah, now all the Italians are going to be mad at me. They know what I mean. They've grown up. They've grown up. They've gotten jobs. You know, they know the deal. They work for a living. Cuomo's like, you know, come on. And I never liked his father. Never liked his father. Mario. Need I say more? No. So, yeah, how's that happen? I mean, that, and, you know, I don't get it. You know, maybe unless it's just like a hide in plain sight thing, they figure, you know what, let's give this guy, you know, let's give this guy an Emmy. And there's no way that anybody will possibly, and he's at every turn, he's tried to, here's a word, thwart. Let's say it again, thwart. When I have new ones on it, use a word three times in context and it's officially part of your vocabulary. He's tried to, this is the third time, he's tried to, no, it's not really, but he's tried to thwart any attempts for there to be an investigation into said allegations. Sound familiar? As they say. We're back to the they. Who are they exactly? Well, I think I covered that part earlier in the conversation with the conspiracy stuff. But no, I couldn't make this stuff up. I couldn't. I was like, I wasn't. All right. So, and they catch him all the time. There's photos, tons and tons and tons of photos of both he and his brother Chris without masks on. Yeah, wear the mask. Wear the mask. You got to wear the mask. And then they get tons of pictures of him not wearing a mask. And then there was that thing about, supposedly Chris was quarantined in his basement with the mask, you know, because he didn't want to get the rest of the family ill. You know, he's got a couple of piglets and a wife. He didn't want to get them sick, so he was living in the basement. But apparently, he wasn't living in the basement because there are photos of him, and that's why I like photojournalists. I think that's an interesting field. They caught him wandering around. Wandering around like it was, the first Sunday in May. Like that. like that. And the guys who take the pictures, both of them, both these Cuomos, they shook their fist at him. You know, they hear that little primal grunt, you know, like that steroidal grunt. You know what I'm talking about. That was funny. I got to give myself credit. Steroidal grunt. Oh, boy. Yeah. Yeah. I like the eye towels, but I like the older eye towels. I got to be honest with you. I figured that one out when I was in prison. Well, these younger eye towels, they were just trouble. They were just fucking trouble. You know, anything post Gotti is just like totally out of control because, you know, Gotti was a little unorthodox to say the least. I guess I really am old school in a lot of ways. It's the older Italians. I could stomach the older Italians. You know, I get it. There's some sort of commonality. You know, growing up in the neighborhood or having spent an extensive amount of time in the neighborhood, as they say. But these young, you know, these younger, I don't even know what the story is. And then, God forbid, not for nothing, you know, that's what I was saying. You know, both these Cuomos, they walk around like their dad's a capo or something. You know, it's crazy. It's absolutely crazy. Like, they walk around, they all Hunter Biden. I'd like to see the three of them get together. Yeah, that would be a fucking party, wouldn't it, huh? The two Cuomo boys and Hunter Biden. Oh, my God. you can't make this stuff up. But actually, I don't even think that Chris Cuomo has an Emmy. So that's something for them to be, for to go, nah, 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 nah. Yeah, I guess. Television scares me though. I try to watch like regular TV, but like the news and whatnot. I don't really watch a lot of news shows anymore. I still watch The Five. It's like my one thing, you know. And I half the time I don't even wake it up in time to watch The Five, and I may wean myself from it because I'm mad at Fox again. I mean, like most people are mad at Fox, so I'm mad at Fox again. So I got the One America News there to peruse, and I may start requesting that be on in whenever it is that I wake up. We'll have to see. I mean, how many possible hours can you spend watching Juan Valdez get the shit kicked out of him by all the other conservatives on the show? And I refuse, under any circumstances, thus far, to give up Tucker. Like that I guess eight to 9 o'clock hour, eight to nine and 9 to 10 is still pretty okay. Because Hannity's in there too. And yes, I like Hannity. I want to make sure everybody understands. I got no problems with Sean Hannity at the moment. None. So, before there are any misunderstandings. And Greg Gutfeld, whose show I did not watch tonight. It's 10:30 rolled around, and I realized that I was, it would have been halfway through the show, and I'm like, no, I'm not going to do that. I'm going to wait, and I'm going to, because I know it's replayed. I don't know when it's replayed, but I know it's replayed. I'm going to try and watch him on the replay. But that's, you know, to me, because he's just funny. Yeah. But yeah, it's just it's sad. It's absolutely 100% sad. The state of affairs in general, not for nothing. Let me see if I could, like, it's 10 minutes too. I might, well, you're guaranteed to get 10 minutes out of me. All right, so I got to go over here. This is a new app. All right, and now I could go like this. This is just off of Drudge. Founders didn't prepare a president who refuses to step down, historians say. That's not good. But Drudge has been, you know, leaning more and more to the left as of late anyway. Let me see if there's somebody I could pull off of here who I know is not a calzone. That's not the word I would use. Breitbart. Fast enough. Hungarian Prime Minister Soros is one of the most corrupt people in the world. Well, I find that to be true. Hollywood celebrities over to COVID. What's this? What's this? This might be quick enough to read. Get it to open. Left-wing Hollywood stars are celebrating Donald Trump Jr.'s reported COVID-19 diagnosis. Yes, I forgot to mention that. Donald Trump Jr. was diagnosed. I think he's doing well, though. Calling it a pleasant surprise and wishing the coronavirus gets well soon. Yeah. So everybody's like Bette Midler, Jimmy Kimmel, Ron Perlman. Ron Perlman. George Tiaki. You know, everybody's like, oh, he's like untouchable because he was like Sulu on Star Trek. Yeah, but he's still a raging fag. You gotta understand, all right? Let's not forget. Anyway, George Chiaki, they piled on. You know George likes the piling on. Yeah, he does. Piled on with insults and snark after the news broke late Friday that Donald Trump's eldest son tested positive for coronavirus. A spokesperson reportedly said that Donald Trump Jr. has no symptoms but is isolating and following relevant medical guidelines. He's the latest member of the first family to test positive for the Chinese virus. The president, First Lady Melania, and their son Barron tested earlier, but all have since recovered. The news about Donald Trump Jr. prompted jubilation among elite celebrities who rushed to mock on social media. Let's see, what's this? Late night host Jimmy Kimmel, was he still around? Jeez. Was recently interviewed former President Barack Obama, Obangatang. Yeah. I guess his father finally hugged him. Oh, that's funny. Jimmy Kimmel's a dick. Michael Rapaport, who's a big Knicks fan, but still an asshole. Daddy's a little accident has corona. Donald Trump, you're a filthy, infectious pig. Damn, the best is yet to come. Bette Midler, here's another one who's done. A fat slob who's done. Thugs and players, baby. While comedian Randy Rainbow posted, get well soon, Corona-19. Okay, that's clever. It's been used already. It's done. They can't even pay attention to what's going on. Some celebrities, including George Chiaki and Ron Perlman, made references to cocaine in their insults. I guess coke doesn't stop COVID, Jr. It's funny. They could say that about Donald Trump Jr., but they've probably neither of these guys has publicly ever said anything, even a remote possibility, about Hunter Biden. I bet that's true. George Chiaki, well, I guess if you're about to find out if cocaine cures COVID. Oh, that's so clever. Alrighty. Anyway, Larry Charles. Bunch of people in here. Padma Lashimka from Top Chef, which I still watch, by the way, when it's on. So, yeah. Very nice. The left's very nice. They're very nice people. Very nice people you got working for you over there. Oh, look. I got it. My glasses are askew. Well, what happened? I have to lift the headphones. Hang on. I'm not even sure why I wear these so much anymore, as I'm not playing music. Let me see if I can just get a little so I can hear myself ever so slightly. Yeah. I don't know. That right around there. Oh, my ears can breathe. You know, I love these DT770s, these Pros, the biodynamics. I live them to death. But they're like little saunas in there. I don't know if you can see. It's a velour. You know, as in like track suits from the 80s and 70s. 70s, I guess. Velour. So it gets a little warm in there. So I'm going to take these bastards off. I'm going to let my ears breathe for a minute. A little coffee. All right. All right, so what else do I have? See, now I can just bop around from news services. Gateway Pundit, let me take a quick look. President Trump, 2020 board member. Nope, don't want that one. Okay, I'll grab this one real quick. This is Gateway Pundit. Oh, this is audio? That was video exclusively. I hate when they do that. They should let you know. Sidney Powell, remember I was talking about Sidney Powell earlier? 35,000 votes were added to every Democratic candidate. I'd be willing to bet it happened everywhere. That's a video. But interesting. So there's still some pretty strong allegations coming out of there. Mark Levin went off on an Obama judge, Matthew Brand, for dismissing the Trump campaign's lawsuit seeking to block that. I guess that's the PA judge who bounced the Trump lawsuit right out of there, like I said, like a basketball. You know, speaking of basketball, the NBA draft was this week. And they're going to do the draft. Let me get this to work right. My head isn't working right. I think this camera is slightly askew. Yeah, I'm going to have to do something about that. Because every so often, I'm trying to straighten my glasses, and I'm so OCD, I could be sitting here for an hour. An hour, I tell you. Hang on. Leave it like that for now, and I'll just go like this. Go like that, over like that. Yeah, there you go. So, yeah, the NBA draft. was Wednesday. And I kind of like what the Knicks did. We'll just leave it at that. We weren't able to grab any free agents in the first day, but we have a potload of money. Potload. Plus, I think we picked up a contract or two that will wind up going off the books next year. So we'll make more money available. So I'm hanging in there. I'm just happy that Tom Thibodeau is finally coach of the New York Knicks. Now, he's a really defensive-oriented guy. So it's going to be interesting to see what happens. There aren't any real superstars who can complain too much on the Knicks at the moment. So you don't have to worry about them getting canned after a year or so. And we'll leave it at that. I'm looking forward. I think December 22nd, the season starts. And I don't care. Black Lives Matter. Purple Lives Matter. Y'all can all go fuck yourselves. You know how I feel. It's a communist ploy. It is. Whatever. Play basketball. I know what it is. You know, those useful idiots who don't know what it is. Are they going to not know what it is if it's not written on the court? Are they going to not know what it is? How can you miss it? How can you miss it? You know, I guess this George Floyd trial has got to be coming up at some point in time. We'll be reminded. And take my word for it. BLM and Antifa, they're not going to get a seat at that table. They'll be at the little kitty table. They're not going to get a set at the table over there at Biden's place. You know, they'll be over there for Biden Thanksgiving, right? And they'll be sitting on the little card table off to the side. Little card table off to the side. My arm jiggles. Oh, my God. Anyway. Oh, God. Kill me now. All right. Let me see if there's anything else in here that looks remotely interesting to me. Thanksgiving 1918 took place during the deadly pandemic. Okay. What did it teach us? The month before the so-called Spanish flu was blamed for killing 11,000 people in Philadelphia. Oh, wow. The epidemic that ultimately would claim an estimated 675,000 American lives, probably a tremendous underestimate since it didn't include countless deaths involving pre-existing conditions, was on the fall of 1918. Yet in 1918, the nation celebrated Thanksgiving exuberantly. Best Thanksgiving in the history of the city, proclaimed a headline in the New York Sun. Philadelphia, despite a day-long chilly drizzle, was the venue for parades, sporting events, flag raisings, and other such thingies. The annual Thanksgiving proclamation, President Woodrow Wilson didn't even mention the flu, which he later contracted himself. Science-based coverage sent each Monday, Wednesday, and Friday night to your inbox. The COVID-19 is casting a long, persistent shadow over Thanksgiving 2020. But for a variety of reasons, the Spanish flu didn't have a similar effect in 1918 on Thanksgiving or the subsequent holidays. That likely had consequences later. The Great War had ended two weeks earlier. And as the University of Pennsylvania historian Dave Barnes pointed out, since it was the war to end all wars, World War II wasn't even yet a gleam in the national eye. And while the flu was still killing, it appeared to be in retreat. In the words of historian Kenneth C. Davis, author of Don't Know Much About series, the national attitude was, we have a lot to be thankful for, the war is over, and we're still alive. He added that by Thanksgiving, people were anxious to forget about an epidemic that they didn't quite understand in the first place. The coronavirus and the Spanish flu, a misnomer since it had started in Kansas, appeared to have been one thing in common that they both induced certain degrees of denial. In so many other ways, they're as different as Thanksgiving 1918 and Thanksgiving 2020. The biggest contrast is the ferocity. In October 1918, the flu claimed as many as 4,500 in a week and 13,500 in September through December period in Philadelphia, according to Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. So far that just under 2,000 deaths have been attributed to corona in the city. That's Philadelphia, I presume. Here it goes. In Pennsylvania, nearly two-thirds of corona deaths have occurred in nursing facilities. The Spanish flu's favorite targets were people 20 to 40. In all, 25% of Americans were infected. The flu was so horrific and such an outlier that it would be hard to identify any lasting lesson, said Barnes, who teaches history of medicine and public health. But he added, it doesn't have to be the case with this pandemic. Davis wrote a book about the flu, More Deadly Than War, is among chronicled Philadelphia's infamous Liberty Bond Parade of September 28, 1918, attended by 200,000 people. Wow. And featuring a march, featuring March King John Philip Sousa. Oh, wow. It was an all-time super spreader event that spiked within 72 hours. On October 3rd, the state ordered all theaters and saloons closed, and Philadelphia added schools and churches to the list, but it was too late. During the week that ended October 19th, 4,500 were dead. Jesus. Does this go on forever? No, it doesn't go on forever. By the first week of November, the flu virus had burned up all the available fuel, Davis said. And even though massive crowds gathered to celebrate the war-ending armistice on November 11th, the after effects weren't as dire. Yeah, this is just crazy. This is just crazy. Yeah, I don't think we're at, I don't think we're anywhere near Spanish flu proportions. Not anywhere near them. Not an iota near them. You know, I don't even think, not for nothing, and I just had my flu shot. I gotta go take a, what do they call it, shingles. That's a thing now, apparently. I was like, what do I need to do, eat more oranges? And they're like, no. No, that's scurvy. That's not shingles. Shingles is something else. Shingles is like some sort of rash thing. And they're like, you can get it on your face and go blind. And I was like, if I'm going blind, that's not why I'm going blind. But I'm pump. Hey. All right, thanks. Yeah, I'll be here all week. Please skip your waitresses. That being said, I got to get out of here. What is it? I've been here an hour? Yeah, I'm done. I'm done. Stick a fork in me. I will be back. I will be back next week. What's the date? I'm just curious. Next week will be the 29th. Okay, yeah, I will be back next week. And yeah, I wish you all my listenership a happy Thanksgiving. You know, stay safe. Do what you know to be right for you. Don't get scared. Don't get too scared. And I mean, if you have people who are at risk, then take precaution. There's really absolutely positively no other way to put it. And we know that there's a certain, you know, all kidding aside, we know that there's a certain segment of the population, generally older people with underlying conditions, who are certainly susceptible to this virus. And when I say susceptible, I mean in a that's where the higher fatalities are. There's still a pretty high survival rate in those groups, but they are the most susceptible according to the numbers. So, you know, You might want to take some precautions around grandma and grandpa. That being said, have a happy, healthy Thanksgiving. I'm interested in seeing how they do the parade because I think that's supposed to be virtual or something along those lines. I'm not 100% sure what they're doing. I think they're going to try and keep the streets clear because I know Dolly's going to be at the parade, which is cool. Dolly gave like $1 million to the search for a cure thing there, and she's done countless amounts of charity in regards to money that she's handed out to people who live around her general vicinity. I think, right? I don't know where she's from. Is it West Virginia? Maybe that's the guy with the fucking little airplane. I don't remember. Anyway, she's supposed to be at the parade to one degree or another, so that might be worth checking out. That being said, as I said, enjoy. Don't overeat. I don't even know if there's going to be any football on. I know they've been canceling a lot of college football games. So I think like 12 college football games got canceled this week alone. So let me head over here. Let me get over here. Where is it? I closed the page. I hate when that happens. So I'm just going to have to open my page up. I don't even know where it is. You know what? Can I do it off? This would be new. Can I do it off the thing behind me? Entirely? Yeah, I think I can. All right. You sneaking in here? What are you doing? Almost. Okay. I'm not done yet.
Drink the coffee.
Yeah, coffee. Was it fresh?
No.
I didn't think it was. would you like to have everybody a happy and a healthy Thanksgiving?
Happy Thanksgiving, everybody.
I don't know if you can. I can't hear you, but that's all right.
I sit down. Sit if you're happy, but, yeah. You know.
Sit down.
Good Thanksgiving.
You really are crabby.
I don't feel
well. Yeah, she doesn't feel well. She's particularly crabby tonight. So that being, and I, you know, I can't, I tried, and we have to do something because there's this little corner here that is just, you see it? It's bad. So anyway, back to the website, lfmidwood.com. Head over there and you'll see there's an 11L R&I link that'll take you over to John Lightning and John Lightning's site. John was on last week, right? So he's not on this week. Right, okay, good. And over here to the right, you got Brad Reed, our good friend Brad Reed, over there at Grits Radio. Please check out Brad's audio stream. He plays us and a lot of other stuff. What I got? Oh, yeah, my social media. If it weren't here, I wouldn't remember. My social media, and there's archives, and my favorites, and that's about it. I'm getting out of here. Lasted way too long. I don't like not being able to hear myself. But by the same token, feel that.
Ew.
Yeah, it's sweat. It's horrible. See? Sweat. Yeah. You can't see it because it's black. It doesn't really get any darker, but it's darker.
Gross.
Yeah, it does. If it weren't so flipping warm in here.
I don't know.
I didn't have anything to do with that. Call custodial services. Yeah. Anyway, I'm going to call custodial services the next time a cat throws up. You know, let me tell you something. Those cats.
We're going to talk about cat throw up.
You know,
now.
It's just, I don't know what it is with those cats and stuff coming out of them. It's just horrible. That's all I can say.
Why did I come in here?
I don't know why you can't. Because you thought it was over. She came in here because she thought it was over. Because usually she waits a couple seconds to make sure it's over. But it wasn't over, was it? It wasn't over, was it?
It's never over.
No, now it's going to be over. It's officially over now. All right, so I'm going to play my outro. And like I said, I'll be here next week. Take care, y'all. Bye.
You've been listening to the Midwood Files on Radio New York International. Thanks for listening.